This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Oh, what happens in somebody's mind, or how dark their heart must be to say things like that? We came, we saw, we died.
The intervention led by NATO to topple Gaddafi has led to a failed state.
Maybe Libya was not perfect under Gaddafi, but it had, even if to some extent, a functioning government, one unified country. It was a sovereign state. Libya now has two rival governments, a civil war that has left over 4,000 people dead, and its cities are in ruin.
I don't know what happens in somebody's mind or how dark their heart must be.
Women are treated, discriminated against in all of these countries she took money against. Gays and lesbians are either executed or punished severely. They're mistreated. She claims to be their champion.
We let ISIS take this position. It was Hillary Clinton that she should get an award from them as the founder of ISIS.
We had this brilliant idea that we were going to come to Pakistan and create a force of Mujahideen, equip them with Stinger missiles and everything else to go after the Soviets inside Afghanistan. And we were successful.
And this really just is so disgusting.
When Vince Foster left his White House office on that July day in 1993, he told his secretary that he would be back. But the deputy White House counsel and boyhood friend of Bill Clinton never returned.
There has been this urgency to end this. And, you know, historically that makes no sense. We all remember Bobby Kennedy was assassinated in June in California.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars. If a Google user types in Clinton body, they get car repair shop results instead of a story that talks about a list of people tied to the Clintons who have died under mysterious circumstances over the last three decades.
Our whistleblowers go to significant efforts to get us material and often very significant risks. We have upcoming leaks in relation to Hillary Clinton. You know, the emails we published show that Hillary Clinton is receiving constant updates about my personal situation.
And the latest story was the death of DNC staffer Seth Rich, who was murdered last month in an apparent robbery. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has hinted that Rich was his source, but has made no further comments about the case. That murder, we should say, remains unsolved.
He's a 27-year-old who works for the DNC, who was shot in the back, murdered just a few weeks ago for unknown reasons as he was walking down the street in Washington.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host Alex Jones. I don't know what happens in somebody's mind or how dark their heart must be.
I don't know how dark your heart's got to be, Hillary, to openly finance the Arab Spring with Google and with George Soros and with NATO and with England and France and others, and turn the Middle East and North Africa over to the most radical jihadis in the world, or to make a deal with the UN to oversee our State Department and the refugee program and to flood us with unvetted refugees from failed states where they don't even have working passport systems like Sudan and Somalia, where the imam issues it, basically. And then you call that extreme, and pseudo-intellectuals like Stephen Colbert make jokes about it. Well, now Hillary, with all the different terror attacks we're seeing in Paris and Australia, unfolding right now, her answer is, way to stop terrorism is to understand other cultures and their food. Close quote. Spoken like a true psychopath trying to act like she's a human. Yeah, how about you throw a leg of lamb at an Islamicist that's trying to kill you while they scream Allah Akbar and try to stab you and your wife or daughter's eyeballs out with some type of butcher knife. It's amazing. It's all coming up today, and a bunch of huge guests. And Megyn Kelly. Oh, yeah, Megyn Kelly is going to be invading the building. Like when they say an Empire Strikes Back. Imperial troops have entered the base. Imperial troops have entered the base.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the top of the listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We are coming to you live from deep in the heart of Texas on Tuesday, the 6th day of June, 2017. We are teleprompter free, but we've got Megyn Kelly's crew here, and she, I guess Darth Vader herself, is going to be arriving a little bit later in the next hour. So I look forward to being interviewed for her a new program. She just interviewed Putin. That was a big success. And then I guess Trump's next, so I'm honored to be in that lineup. So it should be fun. The crew's pretty excited about it. But I never even had any writers in exchange for doing this interview. But I did think that once she gets here, we need to try to at least holler in front of the cameras a little bit. Or if they don't air the interview, they'll say it never happened. But seriously, we'll definitely get you a Twitter picture or something like that out in the next few hours. But it all remains to be seen how the interview goes. Wow, we have got really some tragic news as usual for you in the month of Ramadan, the terror extravaganza month that comes around every year, where you see Coptic Christians blown up and synagogues blown up and Shiite mosque blown up and Sunni mosque blown up and Alawite mosque blown up and churches blown up in Europe and Ariana Grande concerts with young girls blown into bits by psychopathic killers that have nothing to do with Islam. Mayor Khan who's turning London into Londistan, has said that. He says the problem is our president, Donald Trump, and he wants him banned. He does not want him to come to London. He says he's not welcome, and he wants the government to ban him entering the country, just like Michael Savage and thousands of others are, for what? Criticizing the religion of peace. Meanwhile, Notre Dame hammered attack, investigated as terror, officer and suspect hurt. He was trying to kill people, reportedly with a hammer, screaming Allah Akbar as usual. Paris police officer attacked with hammer outside Notre Dame. Ramadan, Australia. Not even the Joeys are safe. Why, look at that jihadi, crikey. Gunman takes hostages. Not funny for them, is it? The religion of peace. Tells TV station, this is for ISIS. Isn't that nice? Of course, they were stabbing and killing people and running over them with cars just a few days ago in London. London Bridge. Screaming, this is for Allah and Allah Akbar, but it had nothing to do with Islam. Notre Dame, man shot by French police again after terror attack. 149 dead so far in Ramadan attacks. Daily Caller breaks down that chronicle. Former Islamic extremist warns Britain is in the midst of a jihadist insurgency. Yes, just like the Intifada and things in Israel. London terrorist was allowed to work at Tube Station despite being known jihadist who traveled back and forth, Scotland Yard confirms, at leisure to Libya, where his father fought as a terrorist. But it's okay, because it has nothing to do with Islam and nothing to do with jihad. And if you say Islam has anything to do with jihad, or the jihad's even the Quran, you're fake news. So says the same MSM that tells us Obamacare is going to be free, you didn't build your own business, and that Hillary Clinton doesn't look like a cross between a lot lizard and some type of overcooked pizza. Now, continuing. How bad is this going to get? Well, the answer is really bad. But what's really disgusting is the propaganda out of both the left and right wing, especially in the UK. What we need is total surveillance over the internet, they say, Theresa May, the Prime Minister, and we need to basically ban extremist talk. Well, I get banned all the time and restricted on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, that's Google. Google delists our stories. And they'll say, oh, this is an extremist comment. Your video is extremist. And the community has decided. And then I go look at the community that's doing it. And it's usually a bunch of jihadis or leftist college students that are admittedly going around in brigades, going and flagging things. And it'll be a video where I simply show some Islamists is saying, we're going to take over the West, we're going to kill you, we're going to enslave you. And they will then say, we say this is not allowed. Or the time of something gets flagged and blocked is where Right Wing Watch had the true, accurate clip in the same two-minute clip where I said, I don't know if Hillary's killing kids in devil-worshipping ceremonies, like the new House of Cards episode. I don't know if she's killing kids in a basement, but I know she funded jihadists and radicals all over the Middle East. She came, she saw, Gaddafi died, they went into Syria, they started the civil war, and hundreds of thousands have died, and ISIS has sold tens of thousands of women and children to sex slavery, and they rape these little kids to death in some cases and murder them. And it's all over mainstream news. They're selling women as sex slaves out of Libya now after the West made it a failed state, so she is guilty of helping create ISIS and funding it, and she's guilty of murdering children. And Megyn Kelly on Fox News sat there and played the clip with the front and the back chopped off of the same two-minute clip, or minute-and-a-half clip, to where I said she was in a basement, Hillary murdering children in a pizza place. Then they take a little correction I do on other people's reporting, and then say that I was correcting myself on that. That's how you produce fake news. And when I asked Megyn Kelly about it a few weeks ago on the phone, the conversation was off the record. She just, this part I'm going to tell you about, she said, I don't remember that. I don't remember that. So today, when she's here, it won't be on film. Certainly they don't want that. But I'm going to sit there, because that's part of the condition of her coming here, and I'm going to show her Right Wing Watch that was hating me and attacking me, but at least they admitted it was a tongue-in-cheek piece I did. And then we're going to show her what her producers did, because that is fake news right there. So I want to know if she stands for that, because look, In fact, here's the video, since their crew is here. Let's punch the video up on screen for TV viewers. You can pull up the article. Exclusive, Megyn Kelly caught fabricating lies about Alex Jones. And I don't hate Megyn Kelly. I used to like her when she, you know, was, you know, there reading the news on Fox News or whatever. When she came purely political, I started disliking her. And then when she had her producers do that to me, I really got upset. That's why I'm going to break down and cry right now. Being sarcastic, I actually need to wet my throat a bit here. Because we are teleprompter-free news. So, that's all coming up today as well. But first off, let's get to Hillary Clinton, since we've been talking about this vicious, evil, true wicked witch. I mean, the lady in Wizard of Oz disappearing into a cloud of green smoke has nothing on Hillary and her consortium of flying monkeys. So here is Hillary Clinton. The story's up on Infowars.com. It's a Paul Joseph Watson article. Hillary, way to stop terrorism is to understand other cultures and their food. Here it is.
This is a time for us to reach out to the world, to understand more about what is happening, not just in our own country, but indeed across the globe. It's a time for steady, determined leadership, like we are seeing from local authorities in London, including the mayor of London. And it is a time to remember how important our alliances are. You heard from Victor. You heard from Maya. You heard from the congressman. Getting to know one another, learning about the experiences, the lives, the cultures, the religions, the food.
So if you're just nice to Islam, and if you moved to Saudi Arabia, or you moved to Qatar, or you moved to Sudan, or you moved to Libya, or you moved to Rwanda, where now Muslims are coming in and attacking, or Nigeria, where they're bombing people and shooting people almost every day. If you go to Somalia, I mean, how dare President Trump block flights of people with Somali passports to the U.S.? Of course, they're known to be terrorists. They're known to issue them to terrorists. They're known to support terrorism and piracy against everybody. And that's okay. We've got to let those people in unvetted. And I think the president's wrong. I think we should actually import Somali pirates to, say, Galveston Bay and just let them rob and murder and kill there, too, because that's their culture. And all cultures are equal. I think we should get the time machine, bring back the Aztecs, and just let them set up in our neighborhoods, grab our kids out of backyards, and chop their hearts out. Of course, I'm being sarcastic, but that's how crazy this is. The Nazis were an evil culture. We don't need to accept it. The Aztecs were an evil culture by the time they collapsed. We can look at cultures that are bad and say, this isn't good. And currently, the Orthodox Islam that is the exploding ideology and political and religious system on the planet today is going through its reformation. This is Islam's reformation, getting back to the roots of robbing the caravans there at Mecca 1,500 years ago, 1,400 years ago, the slave trade coming out of the slave trade, there at the Four Corners, there at the crossroads of the caravans, of the spice road, of the Silk Roads, where you grab the women, you sell the children, you have the slave pits, you rob your neighbors, you do this. Women are not humans. You can do what you want with them. The Quran says black people aren't humans. And then by the time the liberal media turns it around, black folks run out and convert to Islam, because that's what you do, because the Muslims started the modern global slave trade 1,400 years ago. But by the time MSM's done with it, the West, England, that ended global slavery, except in a few Islamic countries today, it gets the blame. And America gets the blame. The West gets the blame. The Republicans that passed the Civil Rights Act, they get the blame. The Democrats that are the KKK party, they are the people that fight the racism. Arnold Schwarzenegger says he loves Hitler. He gets ADL awards. I say I hate Hitler. I'm attacked by the ADL. Upside down world. See how it works. When we come back, we've got big news on the mayor of London stand. Yes, he's feeling very powerful right now.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Tiffany Jenks. Remember that name.
Tiffany Jenks. Illuminati in the New World Order. Remember her. The Oregon police. Remember her. Murdered October 8th, 2013 at the age of 35. The story of Tiffany Jenks, a woman under mind control, was murdered.
Murdered. Who really killed Tiffany Jenks?
A story that won't go away. Read about it on Facebook at Tiffany Jenks Murder. Spelled T-I-F-F-A-N-Y-J-E-N-K-S murder.com.
TiffanyJenksMurder.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
They don't want to see us tonight. All they want us to do is keep on pushing and fighting. They don't want to see us live together. All they want
tell you who's coming up on the broadcast today. We have Tommy Robbins, obviously, right there in the middle of London, Stan, with the ongoing terror attacks that happen every few days. He'll be popping in. We have Ben Garrison, the amazing cartoonist, who I think is the emblematic political cartoonist of our age. There's some other great people, Anthony Frieda. He's just not as prolific. There's some other great folks out there as well. Bracco, I think is his name. Bracco. But when you get down to it, it is Ben Garrison. It's simply amazing. By the way, we sell his new book that is a compendium of many of his best political cartoons. A great way to wake people up, to have it on your coffee table or give it to a libtard in your family, or to leave one at the barbershop. This is an information war. Or go donate one to the library. Then thousands of people will read it. And you have to have that information warfare perspective, that you understand that every heart and every mind we reach is a major victory against the globalists, and we have turned the tide. Their global government TPP is destroyed. Their global carbon tax, the Paris Accord, is on fire. This is irrevocable damage to the New World Order. The above-the-law corporatocracy that they denied existed, and Bilderberg and all of it, and it's out in the open. And then Hollywood and all the low-information voters on Facebook are just, he's stomping the earth, he hates the earth. Now America and Europe won't be the only ones with carbon taxes to shut off our economies. Oh, no! Now there'll be less dirty plants in China because the plants won't get built there. They'll get built here where it's totally clean. No, it's not true. It's impossible. No, Trump. Don't kill the earth. No, we're saviors of the earth. Ah, we've been cast as the saviors. We're just a bunch of idiots that are trending and don't have jobs and have two or three college degrees that are worthless, but we listen to Stephen Colbert and we want to feel important, and you're the bad guy hurting us and trying to keep the jihadis out. I mean, think about how crazy he is. In total failed states where the imams issue the passports, like Somalia. He says they can't come in from Somalia. Bad man! Bad man! I mean, think about how evil Trump is. And every time there's another terror attack, he's proven wrong, see? Because he said there'd be more terror attacks because you let in people from third world Islamic hellholes that are all killing each other and are totally crazed and have a culture of not working, just murdering each other and walking around in nightgowns, and they wipe their asses with their hands, and they're just total, complete fiend demons that cut their children's genitals off and put hoods over women's heads and beat them to death if they talk back and rape any women they want. The woman complains, she gets charged with sex crimes, and throw gays off buildings and murder everybody. How about Trump bans people from any country that throw gays off buildings, and the governments openly certify it and say it's good? How about people are banned from any country where women have to wear hoods over their heads? Oh, but the media spins the whole thing. And they sit there and they say, oh, actually, the answer here is we should all wear hijabs. This is a sign of feminism. So the West is horrible and evil, and all over the country at campuses, they're having no whites days run by the faculty, creating total racism and division under multiculturalism, and they're bringing in incompatible, most radical forms of vile Islam that is a true cult. Islam, in its orthodox Wahhabist form, is the biggest, oldest, most dangerous, murderous, incompatible, cancerous cult on the planet. But they have official UN videos and German TV ads put out by the state government with their rock stars and their music stars first wearing turbans and going, I wear the hijab, it's fun. And next, it's a real hijab. And then it's a beekeeper suit over their heads. And those of us that see this cult taking over, we get upset about it. Because we know our government and the left and the globalists and the Ford Foundation is out there financing and fomenting every incompatible system, every authoritarian system, to bring them into our countries and then let them have their way with us so that they can then turn around and say, oh, we got to surveil all of you. Oh, we have to control the internet. Oh, we have to censor everybody. Oh, we have to take your rights away. Oh, we got to get rid of this and that and everything else. We got to have all this happen. Meanwhile, England won't let its citizens have guns to defend themselves. And they bring in absolute murderous scum who are admittedly part of jihad groups who fought in Libya and fought in Syria, overthrowing those countries and murdering people, and then they bring them back and wonder why they're killing people, and Trump says, if you fought for ISIS, you shouldn't be allowed back in the country. How about you should be dead? How about instead of deporting these people that fought for ISIS, we give them a real quick trial, and then we hang their asses. I'll be there. I'll kick the lever. I'm ready to kill these people after a court finds them guilty of being mass murderers.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
And global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Got a bunch of big guests coming up today, but before I get back into who's coming up, let me just explain what I just did earlier so we can actually take this clip later, put it out as a video to the general public, not just our great audience of radio affiliates and TV stations and folks watching live right now on InfoWars.com. I deliberately this morning thought about how do I trigger a debate about radical Orthodox Islam's tenet being kill everyone outside of Islam. That's why they're constantly killing other Muslims that they catch drinking or who are gay or lesbian or whatever. And I'm not even a gay or lesbian activist. I don't go to gay parades. I don't hate those people, though. I want them to be able to have their own lives. I'm upset by Islam running around killing them in mass. And then you wonder why Islam continues to attack the gay bars and the little, you know, teeny bopper, Andrea Grande liberal events. And they said, we don't like a bunch of young women dancing around without male escorts. We're going to kill them. That was a sinful event. Teenage girls there listening to another woman posing as a teenage girl who, quote, hopes her effing fans die. Ariana Grande, a true pig-like creature. And they're there. They get killed, and the media tries to cover up that it's Islamic, the usual thing. And so, yes, I'm saying Trump's being called a radical for banning seven countries where they don't have real passport systems in many of them, failed states like Libya, thanks to Hillary and Obama again, failed states like Somalia, on and on and on. We accept the weirdo passports that are issued by the caliphate with the symbol of Al-Qaeda. You know that black flag you see ISIS has them? They all have. That's not the Al-Qaeda flag. That's the flag Al-Qaeda uses. That's the Wahhabist flag. And so if they've been in battle zones and are bragging about killing people and posing in photographs with severed heads, type into mainstream news even reported there's sex slavery out of Libya now where they're trafficking women and little girls. Type it into a search engine. So, yes, if you're kidnapping and raping little girls, and if you're murdering people, and if you're making the Libyan military that was secular compared to you eat their own bodies before you kill them so they go to hell, you believe, then I'm saying you deserve to be tried for crimes against humanity like the Nazis at Nuremberg and hung by the neck until dead, just like those damn Nazis. But if I say hang the Nazis, I'll kick the lever. Well, of course, that's good. But if I say I'd kick the lever for a convicted ISIS killer, I guarantee it's going to be on Media Matters and George Soros and others going, oh, my gosh, he said he wants to kill people. I said after they're tried, after they're convicted. I don't personally want to get near them and watch them twitch and jerk. I just want those animals euthanized. But I'm saying I'd belly up if I had to and get near their stinking pig-like carcasses if I had to, because they're a bunch of murdering trash. And so the president tries to stop this murdering trash from pouring into the country. And then we're supposed to sit here and take it like it's some form of hospitality. And Trump calls it a travel ban, and then people go, oh, my gosh, he would get it through. He didn't call it a travel ban because he's not trying to get things done by lying. Even the controlled leftist corporate media admits he's telling the truth. He told the Russian ambassador the Russian investigation was nuts because they all know it's nuts. He hasn't gotten anything from Russia. It's totally normal during a transition to be talking to the ambassadors and presidents. He should have already met with Putin. But see the optics. Oh, Mr. President, don't do that. But I told you a month ago with Cernovich, we both have our sources, that Trump was going to go back to hardcore populist and was going to ignore his advisors and run over them. And what did you see? Everything we told you now. And now CNN and others report that he's turned super populist, Trump's populist wing on the rise, and of course Bannon's in there advising Trump, but only because it clicks with what Trump believes as a blue-collar billionaire, as a guy that came up running big crews, construction crews, you name it, liking America, tough guy, patriot, not out to get you, and Bannon is a blue-collar union tough guy, too. Used to be a liberal. These are real liberals that aren't out to screw the country. You want to see a real liberal? Donald John Trump. Stephen Bannon, those are liberals. Those are Americans. I'm a liberal. I believe in freedom. I believe in low taxes. I believe in the right to self-defense. I believe people should be able to practice the religion they want or not. And they should be able to have the sexual preference they want. And they should be able to go to the schools they want. And they should be left alone and not bullied by political correctness. And they shouldn't have no white days at campuses. And whites shouldn't be taught they're inherently evil and bad. But this is the mind warp of the Democratic Party and the sick Hollywood culture that wants to enslave this country and dominate it so bad that it'll do anything, including weaponize culture, to destroy flyover country and to destroy the bitter clingers. And that's what we're coming down to here, and the human species is awake and not backing down, ladies and gentlemen, of every race, color, and creed. We do all bleed red blood, and we do have one sovereign flag that is the history of our republic, and I call it 1776 worldwide. And Donald Trump is launching Operation 1776. That's what all this is. A lot of people in the government, in the CIA, and everywhere else go, stuff Jones was saying 15 years ago, word for word, is coming out of Trump's mouth. Stuff he was saying 5 years ago, word for word, yes, you guessed it. Of course, the president, and of course, Bannon, and of course, all those people, and the military, and the generals listen to me. And do you know why they listen? Because they already know everything I know and more. This is just one of the only radio shows that actually is in reality. They don't get their info from me. They're on the same page because we're bringing back America. We want the republic to be strong. We want prosperity. We want 1950 2.0. People go, oh, you want to go back? No, 1950 was when we was science and we could do anything and we were going to end the discrimination in America and we were going to come together. Because we just won World War II, and darn it, we weren't like those Nazis. And the Democrats were scared. The KKK wasn't popular anymore. They didn't know what to do, so they became the anti-racist. And you see them using their same tricks today, whether it's Nancy Pelosi or Maxine Waters. These are conscious, evil, race pimp, horrible people who hate everybody and are using divide and conquer when Donald Trump is unifying the people and having them come together. Now, unifying America. Not unifying us with the UN and global government and TPP and IMF and World Bank and all these things we never got a vote in. And to watch the corporate media sit there dumbfounded when he had that speech recently pulling out of the Paris Accords when he told it like it was to the whole world and said, I represent Pittsburgh, not Paris. And this is a screw job. And here's how the taxes affect us. And it's designed to shut us down economically and to pick winners and losers by a corporate elite. That was high noon to Count Dracula. That was like dragging his coffin out in the middle of a big field on the 4th of July and just opening that coffin up. And Count Dracula is burning up right now. George Soros, the New World Order, their whole big plan, their whole technocracy is dying. The American people and the Briggs and everybody else have already literally driven 2-foot short sword double-edged daggers up through the sternum into the heart and are just sloshing around the liver, kidneys, and everything else. And we just pulled the knife out and the globalists are stumbling off, bleeding to death, and they know it. The most important thing politically to understand, though, is while they die, while the giant squid dies, let's make sure it can't get its tentacles wrapped around us and drag us to the bottom. So don't ever give up. All the giant squids rolling around bleeding to death, we're the equivalent of sperm whales. We got to turn in and go over and get another big bite in, another big bite in, and make sure they know, we know you're the enemy. We know you hate America. We know you're a bunch of alpha psychopaths that think you're better than us and that think you'll dominate us. And just like the communists and just like the fascists and just like the redcoats, America is coming back and is going to kick your butt politically. So get ready. The trance you've had over humanity is over. So get ready. Nationalism, free market is the winning team. Always has been, always will be. The Renaissance, 550 years old, ladies and gentlemen. And it's about to go into full bloom, and we're about to see the greatest innovations and the secrets of the universe unlocked. And the globalists don't want that. They want the universities busy turning the youth into basket cases that are mentally ill and all fighting with each other so that you're so screwed up and such a chip on the shoulder neurotic that by the time you get 3 degrees and you're $150,000 in debt and you realize you'll never get out of debt because just the financing of it will be another $100,000, you're so politically scrambled in a cult, you don't know what hit you. And that's what this is all about. And it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse, and it's going to get worse and worse and worse because of your big foreign banks that have hijacked the country. All you can do is create divide and conquer. It's called the Great Game. What British intelligence used to control India with only 10,000 men, they could control tens of millions of people by creating tribal animosity and divide and conquer. And they created sociology to go into India and other areas with the first vanguard, doctors normally, and missionaries. And then they would go in and track all the divisions, write it up, and then come back in within another 10, 15, 20 years, and then start the civil wars. And so you got all these dirtbags like Gruber, who sits up there on C-SPAN with a bunch of other professors going, and they're all like fawning after him. He goes, I know how to scam Americans. They're so stupid. They have no attention spans. We're going to double and triple their prices. And I was chosen to come up with the lies. I am the great. And they're just like, oh, and he's so proud. Just, I'm the big liar. I say it on TV. And all the big leftists are like, oh, God, you're helping bring down America. You are so incredible. He's like, I know I am. Oh, I'm so incredible. And he's just sitting there, just on a total power trip. And that's what they go to college for. That's the upper crust, though. You go knowing you're a sociopath or a psychopath, knowing you're going to prey on everyone, and then you try to get into the upper graduate areas so you can actually fawn after the elites. And will you teach me how to be a good liar? And then can I work for you and help oppress the people and suck off of them? And they all cackle and laugh. Read the WikiLeaks. They're like, top Democrats are saying, we're losing this war. We're trying to keep them in the dark and helpless best we can. These are quotes. We're trying to keep them in the dark and helpless, but it's not working. Now, they're not listening to us. They're still not moving against us, but if they start moving against us, we're going to lose. The answer is culture war. We've got to intensify it. And that's what all this is. So when you understand, you see one of these fake liberals, these are sociopaths who are beta males who want to be in dominant positions, but don't want to create economies, don't want responsibility, don't want prosperity. They want to see everybody else fail so they feel big. So you get consortiums of beta males together with also control freak cryptic women, and they build these alliances with psychology and all the rest of it to create an unaware, they found another one. I forgot this one. The unaware and compliant and ignorant. Yes, that's another one of them. Oh, you're so smart. Oh, my gosh. You put the wrong, you told women don't breastfeed and put out for generations formula combinations you knew would reduce IQ 30 points. Oh, you're so advanced. You created billions of quasi-retarded people to rule over everyone so you could be so powerful. And then get a bunch of mercenary TV crews to run around and point at somebody who's actually virile and alive and primitive and is aware of what they're doing and is exposing it. So they can make all their jokes all day and have their Buckford characters and the rest of it. But you know what? I am primitively reaching out to people in an emergency warning saying, you are under attack. We are under attack. These are con artists that are running your life. And if you go along with them, you have conned yourself. And when you give in to them, you have conned yourself. Come out of the trance. You don't have to believe what I believe. You don't have to follow what I follow. You just have to know you've been lied to and take the blinders off. And that's all I'm asking. That's all I'm asking. I got a bunch of clips I want to get to. A ton of stuff I want to break down. Hillary, though, just said, don't worry about a jihad attack. If a guy screams, comes into your pub, screaming Allah Akbar with, a 2-foot knife, three guys come in and start stabbing women in front of you. Imagine. I've got the full reports here. The Islamists always target the weakest, and they got a thing about hating women. And so I guess they figure they can kill more because they won't resist as much. And they just start stabbing them right in the eyes and right in the throat. And the men reported they would just stand there while he was stabbed each woman 10 times. She's, I'm loving, I'm liberal. This is for Allah. And the men are all sitting there. And one guy out of over 100 in this pub, the blue and white pub, who's a hooligan, a bad man, he still goes to soccer games, some vestigial male thing, and still gets in fights sometimes. Oh, my God, it's men like this that got us here standing up against garbage like this. He stands up, takes him on, the Lion of London Bridge, and they're talking about maybe charging him now. It's like the guy that had the gypsies robbing him, and he shot him. They robbed him the third time. He spent, 10 years in prison? I'm going from memory. And so this guy stands up and says, F you. Shouts the name of his soccer team. It wasn't England. It wasn't Western culture. It wasn't Renaissance. But at least he had something he had allegiance to. At least he was willing to stand up. This was his pub, his people. He just watched them stab a bunch of people. And they're talking about what a lion he is. I mean, let me tell you, I want to survive. Three guys pop in here with knives, man. I'm going to overturn this. I'm going to grab this bottle. Of course, I'm here in the United States, and my forebears made sure I had the Second Amendment. I fought for it, and I've got my concealed carry. So, oh, guess what? If jihadis bust in here, they're going to have to face my 9mm. But see, imagine this guy that fought him, 100 people stood there and just watched as they stabbed women. He's the weirdo. He's the bad guy. I'm the weirdo because I've got a firearm. The government can have big armored bases and command bases and nuclear weapons and take my tax money to have it. But if I've got a firearm, see, it's scary, isn't it? And it was so scary when I was growing up, you know, if some gang member 4 years older than me, when I'm like 12, starts beating me up. And so I pick a brick up and smash it over their head, and the police get there and they go, well, the people said they saw he attacked you, but, you know, this guy's in a coma. We're going to have to take you to juvenile. See, it was still bad. It was still bad. You've got a 12-year-old beating his head to the ground, and you're like 16, 17 years old trying to kill me, and I fought back. I'm the bad man. I'm the evil man. I never attacked anybody who didn't attack me first. But see, I'm the ultimate evil, you see, because the sociopaths and the psychopaths, they don't like anybody standing up. That's why they've got their filthy, degenerate, stinking nanny state. I'm going to skip this break. You know, I would have gotten this wound up today even if Megyn Kelly hadn't been here. I haven't gotten wound up in a while as much because I try to realize what social engineers are doing and just deal with it intellectually and take care of it. But I understand I need to be real with people at a primitive level. People ask, am I fake? Am I an actor? I've been in movies. I can be an actor, but I always played parts that were what I already believed. Understand? It's like saying, are you an actor when you go up to a pretty woman and are trying to be charming? No, you're being yourself. But it's the same thing. I'm angry about the Islamic attacks. I'm angry about the apologists for it. I'm genuinely pissed off. And then I let myself be that way on air, but I'm in control of myself most of the time. But all I'm saying is I'm letting people at least see verbally what people were like in the past if there was a threat going on. I mean, if you went back 1,000 years ago and you're in some valley, let's say in Europe or wherever it is in the world, or Asia, it didn't matter, and somebody had come through the valley that day, marauders, and grabbed your wife and daughters and some of your kids and run off with them, you'd go give a speech like that to the men in the village saying, I know that tribe over the hill might be bigger than us, but if we don't stand up, they're never going to stop coming and kidnapping our family. Let's get our weapons and let's go get our family back. And guaranteed the speeches were just like the one you just heard. And that's what a leader is. And I have politically done everything I can in the information war in the last 20 years to wake up as many people to the anti-American, anti-woman, anti-family, anti-human, anti-God, anti-everything global authoritarian system that is using Islam and socialism and communism and all these failed systems on purpose to screw up society and consolidate control. And we've even got all the WikiLeaks where they admit they're in a race to make you poor, to control you, that they use poverty as a weapon. Of course, globalists can't compete with free market, and they want monopoly, so that's why they're attacking it. And we've got terror attacks now in Paris. We've got people taken hostage in Australia just today in Ramadan, and they just say, nothing to do with Islam, nothing to do with Islam, nothing to do with Islam, like they're going to tame us in the West to go along with it, and like the social engineers are going to tame the Islamists and make them be nice. That's the useful idiots at the university level or at the local newscaster level. Let me assure you, at the Pentagon level and at the CIA level and at the Zbigniew Brzezinski level, who just died a week ago or 2 weeks ago, at the Zbigniew Brzezinski level, they wrote books explaining they're using Islam as the global destabilization force to bring in a world government. And when they're done with it, they're going to wipe out large portions of the Muslim population. Let's go ahead and play a clip that deals with this, with a former Islamist warning the world.
Former Islamic extremist Majid Nawaz. Majid, thank you for being here tonight. It's good to have you with us this evening. You know, you listened to that list, and we played the soundbite from our last conversation back in March when you warned that there would be much more to come. I suppose you're sorry you were right.
Indeed. And I think we have to come to terms, Martha, with the fact that Europe, Britain and the rest of Europe are in the midst of a full-blown jihadist insurgency. You were citing figures earlier that our security services are attempting to monitor around 23,000 suspected jihadists. That, by the way, is out of a population in the UK of just 5%. That are Muslim, which means that 23,000 from 4 million Muslims in this country, if and then around those 23,000, that's those who are jihadists, around them will be those who sympathize with the ideology, Islamists, who believe in establishing a caliphate, and around them, those who empathize with their friends who happen to be Islamists. If that's not insurgency levels, I don't know what is.
Yes, this is a military insurgency in Europe, in the UK. And the answer is bring more in. What do you think was going to happen when the UN, NATO, the globalists 7-8 years ago with Google, with Obama, this has all been in the news. Met up in Watford at that 5-star hotel. We went and covered it and organized publicly the Arab Spring and then launched it with Anderson Cooper going, look how liberal it is. They were blowing up and burning every church they could get a hold of in Egypt and overthrowing our allies. And I sat there and watched CIA Anderson Cooper, Robert Baron Eyre, who's gay, promoting the Arab Spring in Egypt while they were throwing gays off buildings every hour, conservatively. In some cases, blocks from where he is. I mean, imagine the sellout, weird, twisted nature of that, of a Robert Baron toady. Now, I'm going to go to break here, and we've got a bunch of guests coming up. Got a ton of clips I haven't even gotten to yet. I'm going to get settled down now and more focused here. But I do just want to ask the listeners to spread the word about InfoWars.com. I want you to spread the videos, the articles, because they're doing everything they can to stop it. They want to censor us. They admit they are. You are destroying the controlled fake press. You are destroying the corporate media. You are annihilating them. And they've been somewhat energized in their death battle with Trump and America and nationalism, but that's a dead cat bounce. That's their death battle. We just get stronger as their ideology is exposed. We have come light years exposing the unelected nature of world government. And that's why it's more important than ever that everyone support InfoWars by going to InfoWarsStore.com and circumventing the establishment so that they can't get our sponsors and buying the highest quality, private labeled. Many of our items are private label, top best-selling brands. They're at Whole Foods, you name it. We still get the very best organic, top certified companies around 30, 40 years, and then we have it private labeled, and we have 25% off on average. That's what we do. We also sell the Emirates Essentials line. It's one of the top companies in the United States. They let us private label it. That's why you'll recognize the packaging, and it's 20% off retail, but 25% off at AutoShip. That is the third largest brand in Whole Foods. We now private label. Just an example. They'll probably call it snake poo or snake screen. Because anything we sell, it could be a bottle opener or a book or a T-shirt. It's just evil. Because you aren't allowed to have your own funding. And if other people ever figure out in media having their own funding with their audiences, it's over for the globalists who know that they're propping up MSM and that know that Archer Daniels, Midland, and Lockheed have ads on mainstream news. No one's buying fighter bombers for $1.5 billion. Who's watching that? It's just part of their tithe to mainstream news. Well, tithe here and get high quality products. Selenium is electrochemical in the body, just like vitamin C or iodine. If you don't have it, you'll die. And this is the purest form from mustard seed. BioSelenium sold out for months because we get the absolutely clean, California level clean standards. It's hard to get it at that level. 700 plus reviews, 4.8 stars on Power Reviews. Nobody's got that. It's back in stock, 25% off, and other specials at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But most importantly, pray for us. Tell folks, tune in. Hour number two.
Live.com today. Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas...